Hundreds of people are fleeing floods in Pakistan's most populous province of Punjab as the worst monsoon rains in a generation triggered fresh chaos. Floods have already killed more than 1,500 people in Pakistan over the last week and affected some 3 million others. The government has come under criticism for its handling of the crisis. President Asif Ali Zardari is currently on a 5-day European tour after rejecting calls that he stay at home and direct the flood response. Peter Jacob is the executive secretary of the Catholic Church's National Council for Justice and Peace in Lahore. He told us that between a Taliban insurgency and natural disasters, the government is having difficulty responding to the crisis.
It's a very, very challenging situation. The state does not have the capacity of dealing with such a huge crisis, humanitarian crisis, after flooding. At the same time, the law and order situation is bad. In the settled areas, there were several attacks by insurgent extremists. There are security issues, there are management issues. The NGOs, they would need certain assistance from the government agencies. Even the countries like China, who have already sent support, relief goods, that will need a careful distribution because it's widespread. All those challenges put together have to be faced by the social, political, and civil society forces together. So it's quite a challenging situation. People are quite agitated that the response from the state agencies is coming very slow.